This is Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet, where truth is medicine, where freedom is the revolution, and disruption is the currency. Join me in my pioneering mission to disrupt consciousness. Allow me to breathe the life back into you, to fuel you, to light a fire within you, to be the catalyst for your own revolutionary transformation, to burn down whatever doesn't serve you, to awaken, activate, and accelerate you as we transcend reality together, journeying into the depths of our psyche, into the hidden realms and the unknown, into the multiverse and beyond, accessing our multidimensional selves and higher consciousness, becoming our highest frequency, disrupting consciousness, dismantling illusion, and activating the frequency for pioneering healing to create massive waves of freedom for ourselves, to be the creators of our own reality, to be the alchemists of our own vision, and the seekers of freedom as we disconnect from the illusion and tap into our highest frequency of divine truth. Disruptive consciousness, where truth is medicine, freedom is the revolution, and disruption is the currency. Disruptive consciousness is a pioneering movement and a mystery school in service to seekers of freedom, truth, and self-evolution. Created by myself, Leanne Juliet, shamanic high priestess, priestess of the dark feminine, disruptor, catalyst, galactic channel, teacher, visionary, medicine woman of the ancient future, and pioneering healer. I am honored to be your catalyst, to be the spark that lights the fire within you, to create a tsunami effect of freedom within you, and activate your own revolutionary transformation. Join the disruptive consciousness revolution. Come journey into the multiverse and beyond with us, into the darkness and into the cosmos. Be the frequency, disruptive consciousness. There, this is Leanne Juliet, creator of Disruptive Consciousness, Ouroboros Medicine, and the Alien Mind Matrix. So I want to talk to you today about disruptive consciousness. I've been chatting about it quite a bit on social media. I've launched my mystery school, Disruptive Consciousness Mystery School. You can find the links below. I want to talk to you about the essence, the frequency of what disruptive consciousness actually is. This is a concept that this is my movement. That's what disruptive consciousness is. It's a movement. It's a pioneering movement based in healing, revolutionary transformation, and frequency and energetics. Disruptive consciousness is here to disrupt your entire fucking life, basically, obviously, in a nutshell. But disruptive consciousness is a movement dedicated to be in service to seekers of freedom, of truth, of wisdom, and self-evolution by disrupting the psyche and elevating the consciousness, expanding the consciousness, and having fucking fun whilst we're doing it, basically. Disruptive consciousness is like, I'm a massive advocate for, obviously, for higher consciousness. I believe in that there's no coincidences that we're here. You know, we chose our lives, we chose why we come here. You know, we're all here for a reason right now. We all chose front row fucking seats to be here with the shit storm in the world and everything, but we chose to be here. And obviously we reincarnate because of karma, because of soul contracts, or purely for shits and giggles sometimes, but we're here for a reason. So there's no coincidence that you're here. And, you know, when people talk about saying, oh, I don't know why I would choose to be here, you fucking chose that. From a soul perspective, you did. So let that shit go. But we come to Earth to expand ourselves. We come to Earth to elevate our consciousness. We come to Earth to grow at a soul level. That is why we're here. Whether you are on an awakened journey or not yet, whether you've been through a spiritual awakening or not, whether you're just going about your life and you're happy with how shit's working out for you, whatever it is, doesn't matter. But you chose to be here. That's the thing. You chose to be here. And we are at a point in humanity right now where consciousness is expanding. Consciousness is elevating. You just have to look around the world the last couple of years and the shitstorm that we've been through. Like, things are crumbling, things are falling. This is the whole point. It's like, you cannot grow and ascend without the darkness coming up. And the way that I work and my passions are working in the hidden realms of our psyche, the hidden realms of our consciousness, the dark, murky depths, as I like to call it, of our subconsciousness, but through the multidimensional shadow, which I will talk about more in other videos and podcasts. And I'm about to create a webinar on the multidimensional shadow. You cannot find this information anywhere else. I channeled it last year, something that I've been downloading and channeling a lot on, and just really integrating it into my work and my mission and my assignment of why I'm here on earth. So I am creating a webinar. I will obviously update the links below and everything when that's ready, but that will be part of my mystery school, disruptive consciousness. But disruptive consciousness it's a mission, it's a movement to be in service to seekers of freedom, of truth, of wisdom, of self-evolution, of transformation through freedom. And the people that I love to play with, the people that are magnetized into my world, and the people that come and work with me, or just the people that I enjoy hanging out with myself, are people who are after freedom. That, like, freedom is my middle fucking name. For anyone who's into astrology, Sag rising, so obviously freedom is like a biggie for me, but disruptive consciousness is all about freedom. And all I have to do is look around the world and see people trapped in whatever, shitty jobs, shitty relationships, shitty mindset, going through the motions with a shadow energy and we don't even realize it, all that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, but you get to be free. Like, we are free beings. We are free beings. We are divine beings. We are infinite beings of source consciousness. We are divine beings. And that is what disruptive consciousness is about. I'm not here to fucking handhold you. That is not who I am. And if that's what you're looking for in your spiritual journey, then I am not the person for you. I am the person who will burn your fucking life down. A massive statement it is, but that is who I am. And that has taken me a long time to be able to really own that kind of power. And that's not coming from a place of ego, look at me with my power and everything, but it's coming from a place of owning the dark feminine energy within me, that, you know, I am a priestess, I'm a catalyst, I'm an activator, and a healer, pioneering healer. Like, my magic, my healing is, you know, cannot be found anywhere else. That's why I've coined it Ouroboros medicine, because the Ouroboros is the snake that eats itself. It's, you know, the infinity symbol of me, the snake that coils around itself. It's self-transformation. In order to grow, in order to ascend, in order to evolve and expand yourself, you have to be prepared to go through massive fucking shit, to tear it down. This is death and rebirth. This is destruction and creation. You cannot create without destroying. You cannot, we cannot be born again without dying. And I saw a really good meme the other day. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that properly. I always say meme, or is it meme? Who knows? But meme the other day that said something like, the death in one, you know, what is it? Birth in one life is death in the other. So when we're born in the physical, in the human body, we're leaving the spiritual behind, and we go through our journey of life, and then we die and we return back to the spiritual where we're born again. It's all a cycle. And disruptive consciousness is rooted in that cycle of death and rebirth, destruction and creation, disrupting who you are at the root. So what you'll find with me within Disruptive Consciousness, whether you're watching my YouTube, whether you're listening to my podcast, whether you decide to come and join the Disruptive Consciousness Mystery School, the links are below, however it is that you're looking to be activated by me, Disruptive Consciousness is here to activate massive waves of fucking freedom within you across all areas of your life. Like, I am a we're all multidimensional beings, but my passion and my vision and my knowledge and my wisdom is all multidimensional. So when I'm bringing things through, I'm a galactic channel. I tap into like future timelines and like really advanced timelines, and I bring that information through. And I used to think, what is this stuff that I'm channeling on? And then like a couple of years later, we'd start to see it in the world. So I'm going to be sharing some of that within the Disruptive Consciousness Mystery School as well, like the stuff that I'm channeling, like real pioneering stuff that I'm channeling. So I've got a membership in that. I don't like the word membership, but a cosmic container. So a cosmic container called the Illuminarium, to illuminate Arium, a place or something. So it's all about illuminating the darkness. I'm here for the darkness, for the taboos, for the shit in the dirt, basically, to illuminate the hidden, to illuminate the dark, to illuminate the shadow, to illuminate the taboos. Like, I will take you to the places that people don't want to go to, because I'm not fazed by that. Again, for any astrologers, I have Pluto in my midheaven. So I'm all here for tearing shit down. You know, Pluto being the planet of death and rebirth and transformation. But Disruptive Consciousness is here to set you free. Like, I've got no simpler way to say it other than it is here to set you free from whatever it is that you need freedom from. And I'm the person who I used to like be quite fazed by this when I first went through my spiritual awakening about 5 years ago, and be like, well, why do I get to be the person who like comes in and blows people's lives up? I'm like, because I do. That's Pluto for you. But I am a person who, if you're watching this and you're magnetized to my energy and there's something being listening to it, obviously on my podcast, but something being activated within you right now, there's a reason for that. I do not appear in people's lives by coincidence. And that is something that I've had to really lean into and really learn. And almost I joke about it with like close friends and clients that I am the person who arrives in your life when something needs to shift, when something needs to be torn down, when something needs to go. And not at surface level. I don't deal with surface level. We don't play with surface level in my world. We play at the root, the energetic root. That's how we play in my world. So when something needs to disappear in your life, be torn down, crumble, be destroyed, the death of something in order to rebirth something else. It's all about creation, death and rebirth, creation, destruction, creation. When something needs to shift in your life, whether that is a mindset, a belief, a karmic energetic pattern from other lifetimes, shadow energy, again, from other lifetimes. This is all about multidimensional shadow. It's a webinar. I'll update the links when it's ready, but it will be in the Disruptive Consciousness Mystery School webinar, all about multidimensional shadow that you cannot find anywhere else. Whether it's a shitty relationship, a job, a business that is not bringing you the desires that you want at the moment, something has to shift. Whether it's your finances, your health, your body, or a chronic illness, whatever it is, I'm a multidimensional being, we all are, but my work is multifaceted. So I don't just focus on, oh, I'm going to help you with this, I'm going to help you with this. I help you with whatever fuck needs to shift in your life, whatever fuck needs to shift in your life. And most of the times people don't realize what it is that needs to actually shift. So people come into my world, be like, oh, I want help with this. But we end up focusing on something else instead, because as a channel, as an intuitive, I can tune in, I can read the subtle energies in your energetic field. And I know the exact pinpoint as to what it is needs to go. I can read the shadow, like I'm like queen of shadow. When it comes to reading the energetic root, the energetic frequency of your shadow, which is always rooted in other lifetimes. But whatever needs to shift for you,
there's a reason why I'm in your life. There's a reason why you've been drawn to watch this video, listen to this podcast. There's a reason why, if you're obviously still listening now, you're like, oh my God, like she's actually talking some sense. Unless you've skipped on, then goodbye. But disruptive consciousness is my way of disrupting you at the energetic root of who you are. It is about disrupting you within the psyche, disrupting you within the subconscious, disrupting you within the hidden realms, the unknown, the other lifetimes. Like, this is all about disrupting everything that is not your truth, your divine truth. It's disrupting it all. And whatever shit needs to leave your life, whatever needs to crumble, that is why I'm here, to activate the fuck out of you, to awaken you, to accelerate that, to accelerate the growth within you. And people who come into my world, especially like whether people are watching a video or listening to a podcast or just hanging out on my social media, or they become a client, people shift in ways that are nonsensical, really. And that's what I bring to the world. I'm not here to follow like static rules or any of that kind of stuff. It doesn't interest me. I'm interested in the illogical, the nonsensical, the multidimensional. And within disruptive consciousness, it is all about freedom. Freedom to be you. Freedom to connect back to your divine self, your divine truth, your highest frequency. Freedom to connect into your highest frequency, whatever that is, whatever your vision is. I'm not interested in dealing with fucking pain points and shit like that. Yes, we rummage in the dirt. Yes, we play in the darkness. But the whole point is to find the gold, because the darkness and the shadows, terms that I use interchangeably, darkness and shadows, are where the gold are, always where the gold are. Like, if you imagine when they go mining for crystals or diamonds or something, they have to blow a fucking mountain apart usually to be able to get to it, to be able to mine the jewels, the gold or whatever it is. And that's what I help you do. This is what disruptive consciousness is about. It's about mining your own gold. It's about finding the gold within the shit, basically. This is alchemy, turning shit into gold. That's what we do in my world. But disruptive consciousness is here to bring you the kind of freedom that you've not felt before. And like, that is, sometimes people are really, what's the way, blasé about the word freedom. Like, oh yeah, we'll do it, work with freedom. But unless you've really tapped into what freedom means, and you can't really understand it. And like, this has been a massive journey for me too, like all my life, trying to find myself, feeling lost, feeling really fucking lost, feeling uncertain with my path, doing things for the sake of it, like getting jobs that were uninspiring and bored the absolute fuck out of me, being in relationships that were uninspiring and bored the absolute fuck out of me, having, you know, experiences in my life that were just, there's just nothing there, and just always longing for something more. Again, I'm a Sagittarius rising. Like, I love to travel. I love being free-spirited. I love adventure and just following the path. It's like, you know, I always liken Sagittarius energy to the Fool card in the tarot. It's like that carefree nature, that adventurer, that free-spirited one, the one who's just like, let's just pack all the shit into this life and experience it all at once. That is Sagittarius. But I just felt so lost, like this deep sense of longing and uncertain about who I was, and just, where am I going with this? Who am I? What is this all that life has to offer? And I laughed because my 7-year-old daughter Maya said to me in bed last night, she's like, "Mummy, do I really need to get a job?" I was like, "Oh, I love this kind of conversation." I was like, "No, you don't." I said, "You could work for yourself." She's like, "Oh," she said, "because I don't want to do a job." I said, "Well, most people don't, babe. Like, most jobs are fucking boring. That's the thing." I said, "You choose what makes you happy. And as long as you're happy, I don't care what it is that you do." I said, "You know, people have jobs to obviously create money, because money allows us to buy groceries and clothes and, you know, housing and that kind of stuff. But, and that's another side topic on money anyway, and like the whole fakeness around money. I said, but as long as you're happy and you're doing something that brings joy to you and freedom to you, then you crack on and do that, whether that isn't a job that maybe inspires you, or maybe it's you starting your own business, or maybe you're just, she said, could I do a YouTube channel? I was like, yeah, you crack on, babe. If you want to do it, she loves watching YouTube. She's like, hi guys, welcome to my channel. Don't forget to subscribe and like below. Like, and she's seven. It's like, it's really quite scary. I was like, yeah, if you want to do a YouTube channel, you crack on and do that. She's like, oh, right. So it's like, this is what vision is. This is what freedom is. This is what disruptive consciousness is about. Like, I will not tell people to like stay where they're at or hold on to anything that is not serving them. I'm here to disrupt you, to disrupt your consciousness. And this is like, this is my medicine. Disruptive consciousness is where truth is medicine. And sometimes truth fucking hurts. Believe me, it does. But truth is so healing. Truth is so transformational. Truth is so powerful. Because it activates the divinity within us. It activates us at our core. And you will know when you've been hit by truth because you will feel it. You will feel it in the depths of you. At times I've felt truth where I've needed to vomit, literally, like I felt such an urge to vomit because of the level of truth that was within me. Like, that is how powerful truth is, when you tap into the shadow, into the energetic root of the shadow through truth. And that's what disruptive consciousness is here for. So we're here, you know, whether you're watching on my podcast, listening on my podcast, or watching on my YouTube channel, or you decide to join the Mystery School, where I'm hosting webinars, classes, courses, cosmic containers, which I like the word membership, cosmic containers, one-to-one work, however it is that, you know, you come into my world and come into my world of play and freedom and truth, however you come in. There's going to be something for you. And whether that's a healing that you're looking for, or just, you know, you're interested in exploring the darkness with me through like what I'm channeling, or you're interested in transforming yourself through my courses or classes, whatever it is, like there's going to be something for everyone as I build it up. So, but yeah, disruptive consciousness, as you can tell, I'm very, very excited. I've even changed how I'm recording videos, because I used to sit at a desk, but I don't like to stay stuck. So I'm actually stood up right now because I like freedom. I like to move. It activates my energy. Even though I'm always activated when I'm sat down anyway, I feel so much more freer by standing up. Plus, I used to be married to a photographer, divorced now, but I learned a lot about being in front of a window of perfect light. I was like, why the fuck am I sat at a desk when I could just stand up in front of my window and put my ring light on? It makes more sense to me, but it allows me to be more activated, more energized, like to really tap into my frequency and to activate something within you. So, I mean, and if you're listening on my podcast, please go and check out the YouTube video, because it's very fucking activating, as this video, I know it is. But disruptive consciousness is here to activate you. Disruptive consciousness is here to awaken you. Disruptive consciousness is here to accelerate you at the energetic root, returning you to a place of divine truth and your highest possible frequency. I'm here for your vision. I'm here to activate your vision, to activate your frequency, to activate your freedom, to be whoever the fuck you want to be, to do whatever the fuck you want to do. Nothing is too, what's it, out of the ordinary in my world. You know, when I've had clients come to me with visions and I'm like, is that it? Like, we can go much bigger than that, because I see bigger things. I see timelines. I see everything that is available for you. And obviously, not everything is going to come to pass, because you have to step into that energy. You have to be the frequency. You have to be the frequency to activate that highest kind of vision. But it's there. It's there. If you can see it and you can desire it, then that vision is yours. There's a timeline somewhere with you being that person, but you have to be the frequency. And that is what we do in my world. That's what disruptive consciousness is about. It's about disrupting you at the energetic root. It's about tearing shit down that doesn't serve you anymore, whether it's your mindset, you know, your programming, your behaviors, the karma that you've brought from other lifetimes, which is all shadow energy. Shadow is karma. whether it's trauma from other lifetimes, shadow is trauma, whatever it is, however you're operating, whatever it is that is just feeling like, actually, I'm not quite vibing with this. That's what we shift. That's what disruptive consciousness is about. And yes, it's about bringing really powerful downloads and channelings and whatever else it is to the world that makes no sense. And is very, it can be very difficult to digest because it's coming from the future, where however you see time is an illusion, but it's coming from another timeline. Like I've channeled stuff in the last few years that made no fucking sense to me. I'm like, this is crazy. And I'm seeing it coming into fruition now. I'm like, okay, I get it. But when it comes through, it makes no sense to me either. And there's times where I've had to learn to not battle with ego, not question whatever it is that I'm channeling on, and just allow myself to just deliver the message. But disruptive consciousness is here to create so much fucking freedom in your life. It's here to create so much freedom in your life by disrupting your consciousness and activating this higher frequency within you, activating your divine truth within you, taking you back to your divine blueprint and who the fuck you are, activating truth within you. I'm here for the truth. I dispel and dismantle illusion. I see through illusion and I tear illusion down. I'm not here to pander to anyone's ego. I'm not here to offer surface level solutions or coddle you to feel safe. I am the person that will make you feel really fucking uncomfortable. And I take great honor in being that person who gets to make you uncomfortable, because it takes a strong person to be able to do that. And it takes an even stronger person to be able to accept that kind of medicine. So I don't take my work lightly at all. I know that I am not for everybody. And I've had to really lean into that. I know that I am not for everybody. But I also know that there are people out there who have been searching for this kind of medicine for a long fucking time, and searching for this kind of freedom for a long fucking time. And I'm the person who, I will make you uncomfortable. And the disruptive consciousness, whether you join the mystery school, whether you join my one-to-one programs, whether you work with me one-to-one or in groups, or my cosmic containers, or join a membership, or purchase a course or a class or whatever, or you just simply want to watch YouTube or listen to a podcast, however it is that you're seeking medicine from me, it will be uncomfortable, because that's what disruptive consciousness is. It is uncomfortable. And it is uncomfortable only when you're resisting your highest frequency. It is uncomfortable when you're resisting your highest truth, when you're holding on to shadow programming, when you're holding on to karma from other lives, when you're holding on to soul trauma, trauma from other lifetimes, when you're holding on to whatever programming that you've been taught, when you're holding on to your entire fucking reality that is coming down right now, like it is literally crumbling, is reality. I've been down so many rabbit holes the last like couple of years. I've been down so many, I've had so many mind fucks as well around different information. I was like, oh my God, how could I not see that before? And I'm literally tearing shit down at such a rapid rate right now that it's like, I just look around like, oh my God, everything's fake. It's all an illusion. And that's a very profound place to come from, that everything you took to be real is fake. I'm like, this shit's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But my medicine will make you feel uncomfortable if you're resisting the truth, if you're resisting the freedom that I offer to you. However, on the flip side, my medicine, my truth, my frequency will make you feel really fucking exhilarated if you're ready to disrupt who you are, if you're ready to tear shit down, if you're ready to allow the frequency of Ouroboros medicine, the alien mind matrix. I will be talking more in other videos and podcasts anyway, but these are my methods. If you're ready to allow disruptive consciousness into your world, if you're ready to allow the energetic, the powerful and healing energetics of destruction and creation into your life, if you're ready to allow the healing of death and rebirth in your life, it will feel like a salve, like a soothing medicine, because you're ready for it. And I'm the person who comes into people's lives when something needs to shift. When maybe you're coasting along right now, maybe you feel comfortable in your world, maybe you're comfortable in your relationship or comfortable in your job or your business or your life or your health's okay, you're just comfortable. But there's a reason you're here. There's a reason I turn up in your life, because I'm a person who disrupts shit at the root. And I've had visions before of me in other lifetimes as a little side note here, as a nomad. She's very Sag energy anyway, Sag rising energy. The nomad who arrives in a village and who arrives at the edge of a village and takes residence at the edge of a village before something shifts. Like I'm thinking of like Pompeii in my mind right now. Maybe like the person who arrives on the edge of society right before something major happens, because my energy does that wherever I show up. And I've seen it happen so many times, whether it's in a client's life, whether it's in a friend's life, whether it's in a job that I've been working in, or with family members. I show up when something needs to shift. And I'm not talking about, surface level shit. We're talking about tearing stuff down, things crumbling. Everything crumbling that needs to crumble, anything that is illusion in your world will go if you allow it when I enter your world. Anything that is not truth, anything that you're holding on to, anything that is not your highest divine frequency, anything that is not the embodiment of your freedom will go, or it will try to go when I enter your world. And that is what disruptive consciousness is here to do. It's here to disrupt you at the energetic root. It's here to create massive waves of freedom and truth and evolution in your life in order to help you grow, in order to help you evolve and ascend and tap into your highest vision. Yeah, I'm the person who will tell you to make your vision bigger, because I see it. I see what's possible for you. I see it. And when people come to me and say, oh, I can't heal this, or I've lived with this my entire life, it makes no sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm like, well, that shit can go. It can. Because I see it, because I know that it's possible. And I've had most like profound realization last few days anyway, that whatever we believe to be true, and it might sound like really simple and everything, but obviously I've had to lean into this myself. Whatever we believe to be true is true. So if you believe, let's take healing, let's take a chronic illness, for example, because I'm a multidimensional, well, we're all multidimensional, but I'm a multifaceted being when it comes to my business. Like people come into my, will be coming into my mystery school, coming to my YouTube channel, my podcast, working with me directly for various different reasons, because I don't pigeonhole myself into one possible way of working with me. I go where the energy is, wherever the energetic root is of that shadow is, I'll go. But let's take chronic illness, for example. The amount of times I hear people saying, I have a chronic illness, there's no cure for it. Let's take endometriosis, for example. Now, side note, I have not worked personally with somebody with endometriosis. No, actually, I have worked with somebody, but I've not helped. Yeah, that wasn't the focus of our healing or anything. But let's take endometriosis, for example. A condition, a chronic illness that people say cannot be cured. It's something you have to live with. Sure, you can have surgery, you can have like everything done to you and have, you know, going so far as a hysterectomy or having like taking medicine, whatever. But people believe that there is no cure for it. Just something you have to live with. Same with cancer. This is a massive advocate for healing cancer. I am at the energetic roots because I know it's possible. When somebody says, this is not possible. Therefore, I have to live with this. It is a chronic illness. It's a chronic ailment, something I have to live with. I don't buy that shit because I know that anything is possible. And I know that healing is energetic. That is my belief. That might not be your belief. And that's the thing. If you believe that something is not possible and you feel it within your very bones that is not possible, then I am not the person for you, because I'm a person who will get you to see the nonsensical. This is all the alien mind matrix that I talk about within my work, which I will do more videos and podcasts on anyway. But whatever you believe to be true for you is true. So if you believe that you have to stay static with your life, that you can't grow your business in a way that feels exhilarating and freeing, that you have always had shit relationships, therefore you're never going to attract anyone else, that you have to live with, I don't know, a chronic illness, or that you have to just put up with stuff for the sake of it, or that the trauma from your childhood is what's defined you and therefore that is who you are. If you believe that in the very core of who you are, in the very essence of who you are, then that will be true for you. But if you believe, actually, I don't buy that. To me, that feels like an illusion. To me, that feels like programming. To me, that feels like somebody else's fucking mindset that I don't want to buy into. Then come and play in my energy, because anything is possible. Anything is possible. And because I am such a firm believer in my medicine and my medicine as truth and freedom, I am such a firm believer down to my very fucking core that anything is possible. And because I believe that, that is what happens. Like, I've shifted, you know, created change in people's lives with like their periods, or, you know, getting off addictive substances, or making more income in their business, or bringing a new relationship in, or just, I don't know, shifting, whatever it is. Everyone's different, but everyone comes to me for different reasons. And that's what disruptive consciousness is here to do for you. It's here to disrupt you where you need disrupting the most. And most of the times, people don't realize where the actual root is. And that's what I do. That's what I'm here to do, is help you find the root, the energetic root, which is always in my world rooted in other lifetimes. It's a multidimensional shadow, the multidimensional consciousness, but that's for another note. And again, I will be, I'm about to create a webinar on the multidimensional shadow, going into it all to help you like uncover your own energetic root and start working with that frequency to expand your life and shift things in your world. So I haven't created it yet, but it depends when you're watching this, just check the links below. But disruptive consciousness is here to create freedom in your world. And freedom always comes at a price, because you have to let go of whatever isn't serving you. You have to let go of the illusions that you've been living with. You have to let go of it all. And freedom gets to be really easy. Well, it gets to be really fucking hard. You just choose the path, hard or easy. If you're resisting your truth, if you're resisting your frequency, if you're resisting your vision, if you're resisting who you are as a divine being at your very, very core, if you're resisting it, then it's going to feel hard and it's going to feel really fucking uncomfortable. But if you're open to it and you're like, I know stuff has to move in my life, I know stuff has to be let go of, I know like I'm here for change, I'm here to elevate myself, I'm here to activate myself, I'm here for a new way of being, if that's you, then it might feel a bit easier. I mean, I've been through so much change in the last 5 years. I went through a massive spiritual awakening 5 years ago. I then decided to leave my marriage 4 years ago, when I had a then three-year-old, a fuck ton of debt, no job, new business, and my mom was just diagnosed with breast cancer again for the second time. And I did all that in 3 weeks. The job ended, mum diagnosed with cancer, and I left my marriage 3 weeks later because I needed to, because I couldn't stand to be the person that I was any longer. I couldn't stand that because I was not happy. I was not happy with my life. I was not happy with my circumstances. I was not happy with just going along with things. And if you've watched videos for a podcast before, you probably know a little bit about my journey. But for those that are new here, like, I was not, I was so fucking lost. It was unbelievable. And I went through a massive journey of tearing shit down. I let go of friendships. I let go of jobs. I let go of, I shifted relationships with family members. I changed my mindsets. I create changes in my business. I did all sorts of stuff because I needed to, because I was so fucking lost and I needed to find the freedom within me. And freedom comes from really honoring the medicine and the magic of disruptive consciousness to create massive waves of freedom in your life through a revolutionary transformation. So you can check out the links below about disruptive consciousness, whether you're interested in joining the free membership on the website, where I'm including a couple of like little bonus contents just for you to like look around and start immersing yourself in my energy, or whether you're interested in joining one of my courses, webinars, or the membership, the Illuminarium, which I will do another video on, however it is, or my cosmic containers, including frequency, something that I've been channeling on this week, which I'm going to announce soon and obviously put in the mystery school. Or if you just want to watch my videos, listen to my podcast, or hang out on like my social media, like however it is that you desire to be activated by me is your choice. So welcome to disruptive consciousness, where freedom is the revolution and disruption is the currency. I will chat to you all very, very soon. You have been listening to Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet. Thanks for your time today. Disruptive Consciousness is a pioneering movement in service to seekers of freedom, truth, and self-evolution. If Disruptive Consciousness speaks to you deeply within, then please check out the Mystery School at disruptiveconsciousness.com, where you can find a multitude of ways to connect further with Leanne Juliet through cosmic containers, classes, webinars, courses, one-to-one opportunities, and much more. There is also the opportunity to join the Mystery School for free with some bonus content for new students. Disruptive Consciousness is also on YouTube. Please see the links in the show notes to subscribe to the channel and join the community. For more details about Leanne Juliet and her work, visit leannejuliet.com. Disruptive Consciousness, where truth is medicine, freedom is the revolution, and disruption is the currency.